This is Solidarity News on Radio Labour.
Hello, I'm Mark Boulanger. The largest outbreak of COVID-19 in a Canadian workplace happened in early May at the Cargill meat plant in High River, Alberta. At least 950 staff at the plant, nearly half its workforce, tested positive for the virus. In May, Benito Quesada, a 51-year-old immigrant from Mexico who was supporting a wife and four children, died while he was in a coma and on a ventilator. After a request by the family, the RCMP opened an investigation into the possible legal culpability of the plant. The legal responsibility of employers such as Cargill has been the focus of a United Steelworkers campaign called Stop the Killing, Enforce the Law. I talked to Stephen Hunt about the Cargill situation and the union's campaign. Mr. Hunt is the Western Canadian Director for the United Steelworkers. I asked him what he thought of the Cargill situation.
First off, Mark, my condolences go to the family members that lost loved ones and those people that were profoundly affected by contracting COVID in a workplace. So that's the first thing I want to say. But this was a blow-up of epic proportions. In fact, in Alberta, it was the biggest COVID outbreak that there was, and it was in a workplace. Our position at that time remains is workers were deemed essential by governments. It doesn't mean they're sacrificial. So it was just an entire lack of care or concern by the employer and the government.
What is your union's position on situations such as the one at the Cargill plant in High River?
Their position is simple. Any worker required or is entitled to proper health and safety protection. And this was an abject failure of the employer and the government of Alberta in this one. So we made a call that any COVID-related illnesses or deaths would be workplace deaths. If somebody was essential, then you treat it like any other workplace hazard.
What does your union think should happen?
We think that, if criminal negligence can be proved here, then the company should be prosecuted criminally.
Your union has had a campaign on for many years called Stop the Killing, Enforce the Law. It seems this incident at the Cargill plant is a perfect example of why that campaign should be supported. Tell us about the campaign.
Sure, Mark. I mean, the campaign Stop the Killing, Enforce the Law was started after the Westray mine explosion in May of 1992, where 26 workers lost their lives. I testified as an expert witness at that inquiry that was called to investigate this, and many, many recommendations came out. One recommendation from Justice Richards, who was to amend the Criminal Code of Canada. It took almost 10 years for his of lobbying the federal government to get the Criminal Code amended. It finally was amended, but unfortunately, the enforcement level is not that good. I mean, there's some prosecutions, not very many. And our position is it should be used as a tool in the toolbox. Where you find there's criminal negligence, we think governments should proceed with criminal charges. As a deterrent value, our position, Mark, is clear. We don't want a whole lot of CEOs to go to jail. One or two would be good. And that would be, we think, the paradigm shift we need to ensure that workers are protected and not exposed to situations like happened at Cargill.